Today is our first installment on Built to Grow. Built to Grow. Our growth in Christ is the most important thing. It's the most important area of growth. And God always does something internally first. It's internal first, and it impacts the world around us. The world, a lot of times, focuses on the external, how we look, where we live, what we drive. But God doesn't operate like that. He operates in the wheel, in the middle of the wheel. He operates on the inside, and on what he does on the inside gives us the power to change our external world. That's why we can simply pray, amen, Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That prayer impacts our environment. So God wants us to grow. So today is going to be kind of foundational. I want us to really look at growth and desire growth at new levels and on new levels. Amen. And realize that we've been built to grow, designed to grow, and God wants us to grow. He participates with our growth. Amen. We see it in the natural. No one comes out the womb and stays the same size. Amen. I have a grandson. Amen, little James, little Darnell, and he's finally getting around to saying words. Amen. At first, I was like, is he going to talk? And I've lost, you know, I've kind of lost the time frame. You know, like when you get potty trained and when you start talking and, you know, I think he's just two. Is he just two? He's one. So the other day when he was over, I said, is he going to talk? And Pastor Gil, like, it's not time yet. Amen. He'll start saying words, and he was singing the ABCs the other day. There's a sequence to growth. Amen. And just like there's a sequence to growth in the natural, there is a sequence to growth in the spirit. And God wants us to grow. Tell somebody, God wants you to grow. There's several scriptures I'm going to go through today. And just to lay a foundation, and then these notes will be available online for you to view. Amen. And I won't start with the first. Well, let me start. I'll start with the first. Where there's Isaiah 28:16. This is a prophetic word from Isaiah, and it says this. So this is what the sovereign. This is NIV. Sovereign Lord says, see, I lay a stone in Zion. Say a stone in Zion. A tested stone. A tested stone. A precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic or anxiety or worry or fear. So today we're going to talk about built for growth at a foundational level, because the foundation is always first, and if you don't have a good foundation, you're in trouble. This prophetic word is picked up again in Peter. Peter mentions it, and he talks about it in 1 Peter 2 and 6. He quotes this verse. Well, I start at 5. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. Say spiritual house. Amen. To be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, and Peter's quoting Isaiah, see, I lay a stone in Zion. A chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. So God desires us to grow. The apostles really hit this hard in the New Testament. There's a scripture in 2 Peter 3:17-18 These are some scriptures I wrote down just so we can have a foundation. It says, therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from a secure position. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. If you grow, you won't be so easy led astray. There's all kind of religions around here, amen, and they're able to lead people away because people haven't grown in their faith or knowledge of Jesus Christ. You got religions around here making people change their name and put on African clothes. And sometimes people haven't tried, but you go to Kenya and all them, they ain't wearing them clothes. You done change your name to Mufasa and then put on something thinking it done put you back. I mean, yeah, okay. Have mercy. It's because you have people having grown, so they're just so easily led astray. God is invested in your growth. God is invested in your growth. He wants you to grow. Matter of fact, he gives Jesus as an example. Luke 2 and 52 says, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. And stature is not only like he grew tall, it means influence. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. So God gives us his son Jesus and says, listen, Jesus progressively grew. He grew, so we know we got to. We got to grow. Then Jesus comes and he lives his life and he's an example for us. He shows us what the Father would do. He shows us how the Father loves. And then Jesus says, I'm about to leave, but I'm still invested in your growth. Because what I'm going to do is I'm leaving, but I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit as an agent of growth. Come on, say the Holy Spirit is my agent of growth. Yeah, keep you out of trouble, keep you out of error, teach you the truth, help you grow, convict you when you sin. And what is all this for? So that you can grow in the things of God. And this is John 15 and 26. When the advocate comes, who I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. The Holy Spirit's going to come and help you grow. I love John 15 and 15:8 says that God the Father says, I want you to grow. This is my Father's glory. It gives God glory when you grow. That you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. God wants you to grow to the point, amen, where it's evident that you walk with him, that you're, amen, that you're in fellowship with him. And when you don't grow, you embarrass God. If he gives him glory if you grow, what does it do when you don't grow? My God, they've been saved for 92 years. And they still only know one verse, and they still struggling with their flesh. They still don't know how to forgive. God wants you to grow. Amen. Matter of fact, Paul was troubled by the lack of growth when he wrote in Hebrews. He wrote Hebrews 5 and 11 through 14 says, this is what Paul says. He says to these Christians, he says, we have much to say about this. I got much to say to you. I got much to teach you. I got much revelation to impart to you, but it's hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained and disciplined themselves to distinguish good from evil. In other words, here's what Paul said. He said, by this time, which means there's a certain progression that you should have followed, that you've had enough time to be further along. Amen. By this time, you ought to be mature. By this time, you should be further along. By this time. But sometimes, you know, as Christians, we don't invest in our spiritual growth. We invest more in hair, clothes. We spend more time looking at where we're going to eat than we do spiritual things. You give a baby one bottle a day. See how fast they grow. We read it, we get the daily scripture. Here it is. Read this. John 14:1. Well, thank you, Jesus, for your word. And wonder by this time why we haven't grown. We don't personally invest. You grow by intention. There's an intentionality to your growth. You grow on purpose. That's okay. Just look straight ahead. You grow on purpose. Amen. So by this time, and then Paul goes on to say in the 6th chapter, it said, therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings. Man, this stuff is, here's elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity and not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. I'm still teaching y'all about an instruction about cleansing rites, the laying on our hands, the resurrection of the dead, the eternal judgment. Amen. You know why? We're still laying the same foundation. Because by this time you should have matured, but you're not ready. So we got to go back over it again. Amen. When I was in school, it was an embarrassment for somebody to be held back. We would talk about them. That's before bullying and all that was a real thing. When I was in school, bullying was a way of life. It was the bully and the bullied. That's just the way it was. I messed with a guy so much that the teacher called me to a class and said, would you please leave him alone? I felt so bad I left him alone. I felt convicted. Because, that was just the culture. Amen. All right, let me move on. So we have to mature. And I'm going to tell you a prayer that you can pray. Ask God to speak to you. Amen. Ask the Lord, am I behind? How far am I behind? Because in school, when somebody was held behind, we would kind of talk about them. I ain't going to say what we would say, but anyway. Hey, man, you ain't, what you doing here? You're going to be 10 years old in the second grade. And we look at that in the natural, but spiritually, where should we be compared to where we are? And what investment have we made to grow? What disciplines of fasting, reading the word, meditating have we regularly practice so that we can move forward into things of God? I was so glad about the worship today. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because I wasn't feeling friend of God. I said, Jesus, help us, Taba. I wasn't feeling it. But I know that it's not about, you know, I'm not the barometer of songs, because different songs minister to different people. So everything is not catered to me. Amen. It may touch somebody else. But I said, we reach it back 20 years. But man, when the Spirit came in, they started flowing in the prophetic. I said, that's growth, man. That's growth. Come on, let's go. Burn it up or tear it down or restrict it or whatever we got to do. Let's do it. If you didn't get it in the worship, I don't know when you're going to get it. Because we took it back, burned it down, tore it up, and built something new. And that's what you want to see, growth. God is so deep that you will spend 1,000 lifetimes and only uncover enough, just a, even like the corner of a nail. There is so much to discover about God, to experience about his glory, the depths of God. You can spend a lifetime only in a speck. It's only when we get to heaven that we'll see him in his glory. We can't handle the weight of God. But the degree by which we're willing to pursue him and to grow in him and to seek him, at least, amen, we'll get beyond the basics. So let's grow. We're designed to grow. Here are some things that you need to have. Here are some growth requirements. And we'll get deeper as we go. I want to lay the foundation. Growth requirements. You have to desire, but not only desire, you need to decide to grow. We talked about the power of a decision and Anthony Cannon's memorial service this past week, and we talked about how decide comes from the Latin, which means to off-cut, to remove, off-cut. The D-E is off-cut. In other words, when I decide to wear black, I cut off white and yellow and pink and every other color. You need to decide, and that means if I decide to grow in God, I cut off everything that hinders growth, everything that hinders my faith, everything that hinders my walk, everything that hinders, I cut it off. And that's what Jesus requires, that we decide. Bible says, Joshua says, how long are you going to halt between two choices? Choices come before decisions. You got choices, and then you decide. You want fish or you want steak? That's your choices. Then you decide, I'll take fish today, and you cut off steak. We got people in the church saying they walk with God, ain't made no decision. Well, I like to have surf and turf. I want a surf and turf Christian life. I want a little bit of Jesus and a little bit of the Word. I want a little bit of church and a little bit of thirst. I just want a little mix. A little bit of holiness and a little bit of lust. A little bit of righteousness and a sprinkle of lying. Haven't decided. You're kind of stuck out there between two choices. Haven't really cut one thing off. Amen. It's like a man going out and saying, well, you my wife, but I got this other choice over here. They just on the side. So you ain't really decided. You ain't really decided. You got both. You got a mix. Jesus doesn't do that. You can't be hanging with, you know, you can't, you got to make a choice, man. You got to decide. Tell somebody decide. Let me have my. Gotta decide. Amen. All right. So you got to decide, and part of this is number one. This is one of the first growth requirement. You have to decide to change. Here's the problem. We don't like change, and you have to change to grow. Change is a necessary component of growth. You got to change. I told you guys a few weeks ago that I went to the doctor and I got my numbers and everything was good, but the doctor said you need to exercise. I want you to start exercising more because you, from 3 years ago, your numbers are ticking up a little bit. Amen. Everything's still normal, but I want you to exercise. So, amen. The doctor is governor of our body, right? He's the one that we give authority of our body to register our body and to give us recommendations. Amen. So after that, a few days after that, I think it's Raven. She brings me chocolate chip cookies. Be listening to the enemy. I got to pray first. Just, amen. So I'm sitting on the couch where you should eat chocolate chip cookies on the couch, you know, with some milk, almond milk. The cookie heated to 10 seconds. 10 seconds, not 15. 10. Just a little bushy. All right. So I'm sitting on the couch. And I'm eating this chocolate chip cookie. It's glorious. And the Holy Spirit speaks to me and says, what are you doing? This ain't the time for us to have this conversation, you know. But Holy Spirit said, what are you doing? And this was about a couple months ago, maybe a month and a half. And you know, so it kind of caught me off guard. And I was, okay, because it's not the time, right? But he said, what are you doing? The doctor has told you, and you are totally defying and going against the orders of the doctor that has government of your body. So I had to put it down. I had to decide. I had a choice. In that moment, I had a choice. So ever since then, I've been exercising. Ever since that moment, about almost 2 months, I've been exercising. I was up at 4:30 this morning on the Peloton. Ever since then. Why? Because I had to decide to grow in the area of my health. Amen. In the church, talking is okay, and dreams are acceptable. But execution, we just let it lay to the side. Because if I talk, kind of you get excited about what I say, and if I tell you my dream, we say hallelujah together, but we never sometimes get to the point of execution. Amen. You have to decide to grow and participate with your growth. Somebody say amen. 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 Just, and the Holy Spirit will tell you, I've already lost, and I'll tell you how much I lost, and by the end of the year, I'm going to be just like Pastor Gary and I, we're going to celebrate our 40th. Amen. We're going to be slim goody, man. We're just going to be on and popping. And the Holy Spirit will help you. We got all kind of apps. I had MyFitnessPal. I had this other app. This one app, man, was bugging me so much. It was just sending me notifications and all that. And wanted to take me to modules, pay $3 or you get this module at $5. I said, my God, am I going to be broke or small? You know what I mean? Forget this. So you know what I did? I listened to the Spirit of God. Amen. So participate, so decide. That's the number one. Here's number two. Once you have decided to grow, this is number two, growth requirements, ask the Lord, what is my greatest hindrance to growth? Holy Spirit will tell you. And it won't take 30 days. You say, I'm still way up, living like I've been living. I'm still waiting on the Lord to reveal my greatest hindrance of growth. Because sometimes we already know it. We just don't want to own it. Because we don't want to kill it. We don't want to sacrifice it. Because it's pleasurable. And it's like a little idol to us. We really don't want to let it go. So when we ask the Lord, we automatically have turned our ears off. So we don't really hear the response. But if you be honest, you know that one thing, that thing that lies in you. You know that weight that's in you. You know that unwillingness to forgive. You know what it is. You know that the Holy Spirit been dealing with you, amen, for months and even years about that one thing, that thing that you need to deal with, that thing that your parents passed down to you, that thing that you picked up when a teacher said something. You know that hindrance of growth. Just a necessary change to deal with it. It's learning the new way of life without it. Sometimes we could be so attached to things we don't really recognize ourselves without them. We don't want to let them go. But if you ask the Lord, be open, amen, and then begin the process of removing that from your life because it is hindering you. All right. Are you with me? Here's number three. Embrace growing pains. Embrace growing pains. There is nothing that will help you grow like pain. God will introduce you to pain to get your attention. Some of us wouldn't have ended up in church without some kind of pain. Relationship, a situation drove us right to church. Oh, my God, let me get to church. Pain. Nothing grows you like pain. It is the pathway to promotion. God uses pain. Listen, here's a couple quotes here. There's an author by A.W. Tozer. Some of you will know him. He said, it is doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply. Amen. Here's another quote. When pain has its way in us, the lesson can have its way through us as we become channels of the compassion, love, and courage we found in our pain. Let me read that again. When pain has its way in us, the lesson can have its way through us as we become channels of the compassion, love, and courage we found in our pain. Pain is a tremendous lesson. Let me give you the word of God. Here's James 1. Amen. Can you pull up James 1 for me? Amen. Amen. And some pain you need to walk away from. Relationship. Sometimes you got, well, it's too much. It's pain. God is getting your attention. And sometimes we develop a tolerance for pain. We'll stay in a bad thing, amen, or in a bad habit. You got collectors calling you, trying to collect that money. You still spending money, still getting stuff on credit because you've developed a tolerance for pain. Well, I ain't going to talk to them, but I still got about $600 left on this card, and I want this thing. Pain is not, you're not listening to the pain. He don't love you, she don't love you. And they tell you they don't love you. And every now and then, they cuss you out. Amen. Then they tell you they're sorry. You come back, they cuss you out again. Amen. And then they tell you sorry. You ain't listening to pain. We got James 1:1, yes. 12 tribes scattered nations. Let's go to the next verse. Greetings. Consider it pure joy, my God. Brothers and sisters, whenever you face pain of many kind or trials of many kind, Go ahead. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces something good in your life. Perseverance. So rejoice when the pain comes. Let's go to just one more. Let perseverance finish its work. Let the pain process. Some pain we don't need to run from. That's why you have to pray to God when you face a hard situation. You say, well, Lord, is this pain that I need to deal with, pain I need to avoid? And then sometimes God will introduce you to pain that you just can't, amen, you just can't escape. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature. So look at that. So you may be, they may grow up, that you might be mature. Let perseverance, let the pain finish his work so that you may be grow up. Amen. Let the perseverance, the pain finish his work so that you may grow up and complete, not lacking anything, totally grown up, grown in Christ. Let pain do his work in you. Embrace the pain. Rejoice. I haven't seen a shouting service yet, so amen. The Lord says he's sending y'all through some pain. Lord says you're about to have pain in your relationship.
I ain't seen that yet.
But that is what brings you to maturity. So embrace the growing pains. Amen. Amen. So one was decide, amen, to grow. Two, be determined to grow and identify hindrances of growth. And three was embrace growing pains. You know how a lot of times growing pains are introduced through relationships, through community, through family. Amen. You can have growing pains in your marriage because you've been an individual so long, and here you go partner with somebody else. Amen. And you have to learn how to share. I've talked about how Pastor Gail, when we shared cream, I don't like her dip her hand in the middle. Don't dip your hand in the middle of the cream. Go on the outside in a circle of motion. Work the outside first and we'll keep until it comes to the middle. Throw it out of course. Don't do that, man. Oh God. She would do that, Lord. That would just irritate me so bad. Like, don't do it. Get your own cream. That's when you buy your wife your own cream. Just go to the outer perimeter. Why can't we get this? So, but God will put you in a relationship, amen, to help you. Amen. So those are the growth requirements. That was three, and I'm going to give you, just as we're coming in for landing here, the instruments of growth. How do you grow? The instruments of growth. You need one area of growth and one way to grow. And in your Christian walk with God is practicing the presence of God. That means at home, when nobody's around, you spend time worshiping God. You won't have an appetite for it initially, but you didn't have an appetite for vegetables either. But you learn to like them and love them and make that part of your diet. Here's a scripture, 1 Samuel 2:21. Indeed, the Lord visited Hannah, and she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters, and the boy Samuel grew in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Practice it at home, that devotion before God at home, and you will grow. Because what? The more time I spend in your presence, the more I become like you. The more time I spend in your presence, amen, the more I get to know you. The more time I spend in your presence, the more familiar I become with your voice. If you're going to be a Christian, how are you going to be a Christian and don't spend any time before God? He's foreign to you. That's the presence of God is an instrument of growth. The Word of God. The Word of God. James 1 and 21 says, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Amen. Get to know God. God speaks to us through his word. Say, God speaks to me through his word. So if you want to grow, you got to get in the word of God. Not the daily verse. You need more than the verse. You eat more than one meal a day. You need more than one verse a day. But the Lord knows I got to spend 10 hours at work, and you still find a time to eat. Even in overtime, you spend time to eat. You find a way to eat. We're going to find a way to eat. We're going to door dash it. Amen. We're going to get this food. We're going to make it happen. But your spiritual life in Christ is the most important life. You live out of that life. You live out of that life with Christ. And we'll get there in a second. All right, the presence of the Lord. Number two, the word of God. Number three, faith. Develop your faith by meditating his word. Meditating is to say it out loud and say it inwardly and say it out loud. Say it inwardly and say it out loud. To practice, to make that word become part of you, where it's just built in you, man. I got this script. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You just repeat that, man, and you just mutter and you say it. Eventually, it just becomes part of you. Amen. Something comes to challenge you. You say, no, man, my faith come by hearing by the word of God. You meditate that thing. That's what God told Joshua. He said, Joshua, don't worry. I'm going to take you somewhere you've never been. I'm going to have you lead the people, a new generation, to a land I promise. Here, you want to have good success, Joshua? Meditate this word day and night. Say it. Say it inwardly. Say it outwardly. Mutter that word, man. Mutter it, and you'll have good success. Psalms 1, amen. The tree, to be a tree planted by the water, is the one that meditates the word. Not just read it, meditate. You want to get revelation of the word, you got to meditate it. Are we all right? Talking to God in prayer, number four, talking to God in prayer. Talking to God in prayer. You got the presence of God, which is worship and praise, but you also now you have actual talking to God in prayer. You don't have to be fancy, and you don't have to know a lot, but you need to develop the regimen of prayer. Develop the regimen of prayer. Develop the regimen. So, Father, you know, and it may only be 5 minutes a day. You may just stop, Father, I thank you, and I just thank you for the day, and help me. And, Lord, you know, I got to go to work, and these ninjas are going to get on my nerves, and I just need your help because it's just, I don't want to turn this out up in here, but you got to help me, and just however it comes. And eventually you're going to learn not to call the people ninjas, right? Because you're going to grow. You know, we have to be patient as people grow. People that's raised in the church, you got all the dialect, all the language, but sometimes people don't have that. Amen. So just developing that regimen of prayer. And the fifth one is fasting. Fasting. Matthew 5:6. And this is not just corporate fast. This is your private fast, your day. The time you set aside to fast. What does fasting do? Fasting deals with those growth hindrances in your life. It quiets the voice of that which would hinder your growth. And it builds your spiritual man so it can grow. Fasting starves the body but feeds growth to the spirit. I only fast if the pastor calls a fast. Well, then, okay. That's not the way to do it. You got to fast. You should have a fasting day. I'm not going to ask who has a fasting day. Amen. But you ought to have a day where you fast. And it could be fasting from social media. It could be fasting from anything. But you need to have a time that you fast. That is an instrument of growth. That is a way you grow. You know why you're ready to just curse everybody out? It's because your flesh is strong and your spirit is weak. Your flesh is grown, man, so you're ready to pop it off. It don't take much. But if you starve that flesh and grow the voice of the spirit, and doing this series, we'll get on the fruits of the spirit, and develop that self-control, you'll have, even when people may upset you, it won't be a trigger anymore. Why? Because I'm grown in Christ. I'm growing up in Jesus. 1 Peter. So we go back and just that verse about I lay in Zion a spiritual house. Here's a Christian life. God, you accept Jesus in your life, and the Spirit of God, you're a spiritual Zion. God has invested in your growth. And so what he does, he lays the foundation in your life, the cornerstone. Cause you're a priest to God, and we'll develop this as we go. But he lays the cornerstone in you. The cornerstone sets the angle of the whole building. I was looking at the tallest building in the world. It's in Dubai. And all the cables and all the things they laid underground in order to build this tremendously high skyscraper. They had to lay the foundation. But even that huge foundation that supports this tall building has to have a cornerstone that sets the pitch for the whole building. And if you don't build everything from the pitch of that cornerstone, you're going to have foundation issues. How am I doing, Tony? You're going to have issues because everything has to follow the pitch of the cornerstone, of the foundation. Everything's built upon that brick, that foundation. So when you accept Christ, by the Spirit of God, he lays in you the seed. We'll talk about seed time and harvest and how, amen, it grows. And everything God starts in us, it starts small, but it grows into a harvest. He starts it in seed form, even your business, seed form, but then it grows into a harvest. That's why we don't despise the days of small beginning, because it's going to grow. It's going to excel. It's going to expand, but we have to learn how to work it at seed level. That's a future lesson. So he lays a cornerstone in you, and you build your life on that. What does that mean? You get Jesus, the Lord of your life. It's okay. You're my cornerstone. You're the pitch or the angle how I treat my enemy. That comes from you. You are the pitch and the angle on how I forgive my loved one. You're the pitch and the angle for how I treat my husband and wife. You're the pitch and the angle how I handle money. You're the angle, the pitch, you're the cornerstone. You set that how I love and how I show mercy and how I'm patient and how I'm long-suffering. You're the pitch and the angle. He's the cornerstone. Everything is built on him. And the more I grow, the more my responses and my day-to-day life will reflect Jesus. To the point where I become so mature that I don't live my life out of my soul, my emotions. I live my life out of my spirit. Because my spirit, man, has grown up in the thinking and the ways of God, because Jesus is the cornerstone. Come on, give Jesus a praise. I want you to stand. We're going to pray. I got a prayer we're going to pray together. And we'll have this. We'll put this in our app. Please download our app. Anyone in the welcome area, they can help you with the app, let you know where it's located. Check out our website. We'll have these prayers there. Just repeat after me. Father, I thank you for the most precious gift, relationship with you. Today, I decide to grow in our relationship. I choose you above all others. You are the foundation of my life, the starting point. You set the angle on how I should handle everything else. Father, reveal growth hindrances in my life, idols, pride, sin, an unwillingness to change or trust, and teach me how to submit those areas to you. Lord, as difficult as it is, I pay attention to the current pain in my life. Help me to trust you with my pain. Help me to hear what pain is communicating. Help me, Lord, with unhealthy pain tolerances that have formed in my life. Now, some pain is to be endured. Some pain we just need is communicating. It's time to move from there. Let's decree this. I grow in the presence of the Lord. I grow in the word of the Lord. I grow in stature, which is influence. I grow in favor. I grow in peace. I'm built to grow. I grow in worship. I grow in grace. I grow in courage. I grow in truth. I'm built to grow. I grow in doctrine. I grow in the gifts of the Spirit. I grow in purpose. I grow in love. I'm built to grow. I grow in revelation. I grow in forgiveness. I grow in prayer. I bear much fruit. I grow in pain. I am having a divine growth spurt in the name of Jesus. I grow by leaps and bounds. In Jesus' name, I'm making up for years of no growth. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we honor you, everyone that's viewing, everyone that's here. And Father, you desire us to bear much fruit. John 15 says that you participate with our growth in as much as that you cut off unfruitful branches of our life and you prune us to grow more. You cut off the dead so that we can grow new leaves and new fruit. And so, Father, it is your desire for us to grow and bear fruit for the kingdom. Even those that are in our spirit, Lord, that our purpose and the people that we are destined to come in contact with, to impact and to bless and to impart to, Lord, they're all part of that growth process. We've got to hit the point so that we can impart to others. So, Father, we thank you for breaking every hindrance to growth, revealing it. And, Father, thank you for the practices of fasting and prayer, that we can remove those obstacles, that sin that would set us off course and detour us, Lord. Father, we commit and decide to grow in grace, in knowledge, in revelation, in understanding, in the presence of God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have been built to grow, and we accept that assignment, we accept that mandate in the name of Jesus. Now, while your head is bowed, if there's someone here who said, you know what, I want to accept Jesus as Lord, I need to grow in the things of God, and my first thing is to have Jesus as a foundation, amen, as a cornerstone of my life, amen, and I need to do that. If that's you, you can raise your hand where you are, and we'll pray with you, amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. If there's some here that says, listen, I've been trying to grow. I really had some real trouble and experienced some real resistance to growth. And I got barriers and that I just haven't been able to break. And I just want prayer. Amen. So I can grow. Amen. In Jesus' name. If that's you, you can raise your hand where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now listen, amen. God bless you. And we are, before I have you come up, I'm going to speak to the live stream. I'm going, amen, We just pray over the live stream audience, those, amen, that said, listen, I need to grow. I need to move in the things of God. I've had some stagnation in my life. We just released, amen, the deliverance of God. Grace to grow. Wisdom to grow. And even the voice of pain and being able to discern the season you're in. We release that and impart that in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord, that you break them free and you break them through. Listen, I want to challenge some of this on live stream. Maybe you've never been to a service. Amen. There's nothing like in-person service. Amen. Come, be part of the presence of God, part of the worship. Amen. God is going to release you, amen, to excel and abound, amen, and grow up in him in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, I want you to join me tomorrow at 6 a.m. for the 6 a.m. prayer, our Monday launch prayer. The information's on our website. Amen. Also, I mean, thank God for your giving. Amen. Feel free to sow. Amen. Gin to gin is good ground. Amen. So sow, and the ways to give are on your screen. Amen. God bless you, our connected community. Let's put our hands together in Jesus' name for our connected community.